Vanessa, in terms of the announcement made by the Tánaiste yesterday, it's to do with funding for community groups involved in Text Alert, and an important one in terms of their own finances. Explain to us exactly what the Tánaiste has done.
Well, I suppose what she has done in essence is recognised the work of communities on the part of the individuals in the communities who have supported the Text Alert, and the work of the communities who in a voluntary capacity have put together databases of people to enable Text Alert to be sent out through a central system via An Garda Síochána. So I suppose it's recognising good practice, it's recognising the volunteer commitment of people in communities to try and do something about protecting their areas for themselves, obviously, and for their communities.
Now, in terms of these community groups, I mean, they are groups in the community, they are local people, they're taking this initiative in conjunction with An Garda Síochána. Money is always going to be an issue in a campaign like this, and the unifying factor amongst most of these local groups is that they don't really have very much of it, so anything that helps them in terms of progressing their work is to be welcomed.
100% correct. Yeah, the part of I suppose when the community groups decide to participate in the Text Alert, they have to apply to the local district office of An Garda Síochána, to the local superintendent, to be part of the Text Alert. That's how it works. It's not somebody, an individual in a community deciding, I'm going to have a group text, I'm going to send out messages every so often to my neighbours and my friends that I want to put on this database. That's not the way it works. It's a very, I suppose, has to be a very structured system in that some of the information that's going out could implicate others, could have liable consequences if it were in the wrong hands. So there are, I suppose, stringent controls and different issues around data protection, around how the system is managed. So all of that has to be taken on board by the local community. But they are working to Text Alert guidelines. So in making that application to the local district office, they are agreeing to participate in a system where one of the conditions is that they are responsible for the funding of that system. So An Garda Síochána are going to send the text to whatever system the local group puts in place and to have it circulated to the membership. But that is how that gets out, who pays for it, that is the responsibility of the local community group. And hence, any costs incurred have to be taken on board, whether it be by fundraising, whether it be by taking subscriptions from individuals in the community. But the bottom line is that there's no such thing as a free text messaging system. It has to be paid for.
Now, this is a rebate system, which means it isn't upfront funding. This is effectively people will spend the money on promoting the system, on setting up the system. Then they can make an application for a rebate.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly how it works. Groups have from now until the end of October. I'm mentioning it here, the organisation that I work for, an organised community alert through, they are the ones who are going to administer this on behalf of the Department of Justice. And applications will be open from now until the 31st of October. They're made either directly to Muintean Éire, or indeed if groups come back to myself, my contact details can be made available. And they're all of the details online at www.muintir.ie. So, they have to fill out a form which will be justified, obviously, by receipted costs. And eligible receipted costs would be either the insurance for the group over maybe the past year, or the a bundle of text or whatever, but just to display that they have been using the money already.